In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we're on volume 17, 510, 1925. Now this volume 17, May 4th, 1925, is the pivotal part of the divine will. Once you get to this part, Jesus begins to open up. It's like a new beginning for you. Volume 17, May 4th, 1925. So here it's a couple days after, and Jesus is still explaining to us the essential part of once we understand this, why God needed Louisa and why God now needs us. He doesn't need us. He's given us this opportunity to be with him, to learn how to live in the divine will. So volume 17, May 10th, 1925, Supreme Majesty, in this immense void, they were all creatures. And I, with Louisa, want to take all of them in order to place them back into your most holy divine will so that all mankind may return to the origin from which they came. And that is your most holy divine will. Now, this next part is essential. This is why I have come into your paternal arms. We want to rest in the paternal arms of our Father. And the way we do this is with Louisa. She's the one that learned how to do this. And for us to try to get in the arms of our Father without Louisa, it's like trying to be a Franciscan without Francis, or trying to be a Dominican without Dominic. No, this is Louisa. This is why I have come into your paternal arms. And we want to be there with Louisa. This is, again, submission, surrender, docility. To bring you all your children and your brothers of mine and bind them all to your holy divine will. That's what we're doing every day when we fuse ourselves with creation, redemption, and sanctification. And in the name of all and for all, I want to repair you, to give you the homage and the glory as if everyone had done your most holy divine will from the beginning of time to the end of time. Volume 17, 517, 1925. And it is precisely in the fiat voluntas tua that the divine spirit shall make display of his work. So the second Pentecost that's coming, that's going to make the first Pentecost look like a drop in the bucket. The second Pentecost that's coming, it is precisely in the fiat voluntas tua that the divine spirit shall make display of his work. We ain't seen anything yet. What's coming is grand. Glorious. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. What's coming upon the earth is so glorious. Again, there could be no sadness. There could be no looking at self. If you're looking at self, you're not going to see what's there, what's coming. You do it when, on coming before the Supreme Majesty, you say, now this is Luis's prayer, and this is a prayer that we should and must learn. I come to requite you, Lord, in the love for everything that the sanctifier does for those who are to be sanctified. I come to enter into the order of grace so as to be able to give you, Triune God, all the glory, all the requital of love, as if all mankind had made themselves saints, no sin, and to repair for you all the opposition and lack of correspondence to grace. And next to it says, PB. This is what Father Vucci used to say all the time. He would say, put this down. Remember this. This is Father Vucci's prayer. I come to requite you, God, in the love for everything and the sanctifier does for those who are to be sanctified. I come to enter into the order of grace so as to be able to give you, Triune God, all the glory and the requital of love as if all mankind had made themselves saints, and to repair for you for all the oppositions and lack of correspondence to grace. This prayer Father Bucci used to pray continuously. He says, this is what it's about. This is why we're in the divine will. Not for us. We're nobodies. We're nothings. It's all for the glory of God. So that as if all mankind never left the will of God from Adam to the last person that ever exists. It's to repair and redo. And as much as you can, you search within our will, Jesus says, for the acts of grace of the Spirit sanctifier, so as to make his sorrow your own, as well as his secrets moans, his anguishing sighs in the depths of the hearts, seeing himself so unwelcome. We go to the life of Jesus and Mary, even today. People don't want Jesus. People don't want the Blessed Mother. Oh, she's just a woman. No, she's Theotokos, the Mother of God. This is a great time to be alive, to be Catholic. Volume 18, 11, 9, 1925. My daughter, I want you to fuse yourself in my divine will. Okay? Yes, Lord. I will fuse myself in the divine will at the beginning of the day. See, he's teaching us. He's going to explain what this means. Coming before the Supreme Majesty to reorder all human wills with the will of their God, their creator, to repair with Jesus' own divine will for all the acts of the human will creatures opposed to God's divine will. Divine will came out of us, Jesus says, in order to divinize the creature. Divinize the creature. This is why the priest puts the drop of water in the chalice. We share in the divinity of Christ. We don't become gods. We are entering into God's image and likeness. The divine will came out from within us, triune God, in order to divinize the divine, the creature. And we'll do what we want. And we'll do what we want. We're going to not only do the will of God like the saints, but live in the divine will as Jesus and Mary did. And that's what they gave to Louisa. This is what God's planned. And when this divine will is rejected by them to do their own human will, it is the most direct offense to their God, to their creator. When we do our human will, this is a direct offense against God. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. A direct offense against God. It is to deny all the goods of creation, to move away from his divine likeness. And do you think it is trivial that fusing yourself in my divine will, you place the whole of his will of mine, the divine will, as though on your lap? See, now here, we were just on the lap of the Father. Now Jesus says, now I want you, I, as a little one, the newborn Jesus, on your lap. As though on your lap, as that though is it is one, brings its divinizing acts to each soul, past, present, and future. Reuniting all these acts of my divine will together, you bring them before the divine majesty, the supreme majesty, to requite them with your human will together with mine. In your love, redoing all the acts opposite those of mankind, past, present, and future. And you press this same divine will of mine to surprise the creatures, surprise mankind. That's what's coming. This surprise is coming. This illumination of conscience is coming. Once again, with more repeated acts that they may know it, that they may know the divine will, receive the divine will within themselves as prime act, love the divine will, fulfill this holy divine will in everything. It is your duty. This is our office. This is what God is offering to us. It's your duty to do this, to learn this, to study this, to put this into practice. As you have a special mission about my divine will, one with Louisa, it's her mission. And Jesus has said to us, do you want to work? Do you want to do the greatest thing on earth? Do you want to do the most magnificent thing on earth? Do you want to please God more than any human ever pleased God? next to the Blessed Mother, next to Louisa. This is what's coming. He says, it's your duty. You have a special mission. Do you believe that? Do you believe when Jesus gave you the book of heaven, he's given you a special mission, a special duty, a special responsibility before God about my divine will? And if she sleep, if sleep catches you while you are doing it, repairing, redoing, our celestial Father shall look at you with love in seeing you sleep in his arms. We go back to where Adam was before the fall. Do we go back to where Our Lady lived? We go back to where Jesus lived. And seeing his little daughter, who even while sleeping holds her on his, holds her little lap, holds on her little lap all the acts of his divine will. See, we're on God's lap, and the divine will is on Louisa's lap, and we're with Louisa. You, how can you be sad? How can you be complaining? How can you doubt? This is what Jesus is saying to us. To requite them, to repair them, requite them in divine love, to give each act of our divine will the divine honor, the divine sovereignty, and the divine right that befits this act that belongs to God. Therefore, fulfill your duty. What is our duty? To know, love, and to serve God is what the saints were told. Jesus tells Louisa to know, love, and possess God as Our Lady did, as Jesus lived, as they gave to Mary. It's to enter into this image and likeness of God again. Fulfill your duty, and then you shall do also the adorations of my wounds. So what does that mean? The first thing God wants us to do is to fuse ourselves in the divine will every morning, to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, so as if all mankind were living in the divine will as God originally wanted. And then, he says, do your saintly things, your good things, your holy things that I taught the saints. Your primary duty is the divine will. That's why the Echo Book is so important. Learn the divine prayers. Learn how to pray from a divine perspective. That's what Jesus is saying. Volume 19, 5 through 31, 1926. So before sinning, Adam did possess the unity of divine light. And Adam could no longer recover it during his life after he lost it. It happened to him as the earth turns around the sun, not being fixed and turning around. Again, this is our rounds that we're making, the rounds of the clock, the rounds of the earth. It opposes the sun and forms the night. Now, in order to render him firm again, so that Adam might sustain the unity of this light, a repairer was needed. And this repairer was supposed to be superior to him. With a divine strength was needed in order to straighten him up. And here is the necessity of redemption. So why did Jesus redeem us? So that we can go back to where we were before the fall. 2,000 years later of learning the basics, the ABCs of the Catholic faith, now Jesus is saying, I want you to enter into this abundant life again. The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve that was given to Louisa. Volume 19, 626, 1926. My daughter, the little daughter of my divine will, must not only think about and occupy herself with defending the universal rights of her creator, giving him the return of divine love, of divine glory that every person owes him, as if all were one, in such a way that he may find everything in you, Louisa, and now the soul's linked to Louisa. Because our divine will involves everyone and everything, everything and everyone. And the soul who lives in the divine will possesses universal ways. It's Jesus in us. It's Mary in us. Catholic ways in us. Therefore, the soul who lives in the divine will can give us, Triune God, everything, and we, Triune God can recover everything. But as our daughter, she must also defend the rights of the sovereign queen, Mary. Our Lady operated in a universal way, a Catholic way. And therefore, Our Lady had a universal love, a glory, a universal glory, a universal prayer, a universal reparation of a sorrow for her creator, a Catholic life for all and for each creature. She let not one act escape her that creatures owed their creator. And in closing everything in her maternal heart, Our Lady loved all mankind and each one in a universal Catholic way. So in Our Lady, we found all our glory. Our Lady denied us nothing. Our Lady gave us not only that which she was supposed to give us, Triune God, directly, but also that which all other people, all other creatures denied to God. And to act in a magnanimous and most loving mother who pours her own self out for her children, Our Lady generated everyone in her sorrowful heart. Each fiber of her heart was a piercing sorrow in which she, Mary, gave life to each of her children up to the fatal blow of death of her son, God. This was when her heart was split in two. The sorrow of this death placed the seal of the regeneration of divine life upon the little children of this sorrowful mother. Everything's been repaired. Everything's been redone. And now the kingdom is not at hand, as Jesus said 2,000 years ago. The kingdom of God is here because of what Jesus gave to Louisa. You have to understand, there's no room for worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, doubts. There's no room for that. There's no room for sin. We have to begin to live this abundant life, because this is our mission given to us by Jesus Christ. This is the divine masterpiece that he wants to create in us. Vine 20, 9, 17, 19, 26, my love, Jesus. Now, just think of that. We're learning to talk to Jesus the way Louisa learned. My love, my life, my light, Jesus. If these knowledges on your adorable divine will contain so much virtue, why did you not manifest them to Adam so that by making them known to posterity, they would have loved and appreciated more a good so great? And this would have disposed the hearts for the time when you, Jesus, divine repairer, would decree to give this gift, great gift, back to mankind, this gift of the kingdom of the supreme fiat. That's our question to Jesus. Why didn't you do this before? And Jesus resumed his speaking and added, my daughter, as long as Adam remained in the terrestrial Eden, living in the kingdom of the supreme will, Adam knew all the knowledges, as much as is possible for a creature to know that which belonged to the kingdom that he possessed. But as soon as Adam left the kingdom, left the paradise, Eden, his intellect was obscured. He lost light of his kingdom because he did his human will, not the divine will anymore, and could not find the fitting words in order to manifest the knowledges that he had acquired in the supreme will, because that very divine volition would hand to him the necessary terms to manifest it to his children, what he had known, and therefore it was missing in him. This is the language of heaven. This is why when we read and reread, Jesus is expanding our capacity to understand this. It's not just a one-time reading. Somebody said to me, well, I read all 36 volumes. Now what do I do? It's like, it's not regular. Yeah, you've just begun. Read it again and it's more beautiful. Read it again and again and again and it's more beautiful. He keeps on expanding our capacity to understand him. See, he said to Louisa, Adam was just pure dirt, as infinite as it could be. And I breathed into this dust as much as I wanted. He says, but you, Louisa, you're already formed. You're already formed. I can't fill you as I filled Adam. Adam lost all of this. I want to refill you. So every word that you read is a puff of the Holy Spirit breathing into you, expanding your capacity to expand your capacity, to expand your capacity as we read this, as we study this. So the 100th time that you read this same passage, you're going to know 100 times more of what you did, what you read the first time. That's what God is asking of us. That's why your rounds are so important. The more you pray this, the more you're in Eden. You're just like in Eden, the Garden of Eden, praising God and loving God and glorifying God for all of creation, all of redemption, and now all of sanctification. Jesus says, was missing in him. Okay. This on his part, let's see. More so, since every time he remembered his withdrawal from my divine will, the highest good that he had lost, Adam felt such a grip of sorrow as to become taciturn, engrossed in the sorrow of the loss of a kingdom so great and of irreparable evils that as much as Adam might do, it was not given him to repair. It took the Son of God to repair for everything. Adam felt from such a height the image and likeness of God that it took God to repair it. Indeed, that very God whom he offended was needed in order to remedy all that Adam did. Volume 20, 10, 6, 19, 26. Not doing my divine will is divine life that a creature loses. What God is calling us to is to enter into his image and likeness. So by not doing the divine will, we lose this divine life. He's asking us, he's teaching us how to do this in order to live this life. And this is why, since it reigns in you, Louisa, by depriving you of me, it makes you feel the pain of the many divine lives the creature cut off from it to be repaired and to be compensated in you, Louisa, for the many acts of life that they make it lose. This is why Louisa was always lamenting. He says, because you don't see me, you recognize what everybody else is going through, how difficult it is to live without Jesus Christ. Don't you know that in order to form the kingdom of the divine fiat, it must find in you, Louisa, as many of its acts for as many as it has lost. So he's saying to us, who are linked to Louisa, you're going to have sorrows, and you're experiencing the sorrow that all mankind is going through without being one, fused with Jesus. He says, but there's also, as you read, there's divine joy, divine happiness. That's why reading is so great. The more that you read, the happier you become. I truly believe that when we read this, because there's no time or space in the divine will, Jesus takes us from this life to be with him. And he sits down with us and he explains everything to us for hours and hours. Just reading a phrase, you become, why am I so happy? I really believe Jesus stops time and space. We're with him. He then begins to share with us these truths, these knowledges, his life, his mother's life. He shares with us, and then he gives us like a divine anesthesia, and we come back to humanity. And we're happy. I can always tell when someone is not reading. They're not happy. They're not with Jesus. They're not letting him share with them this intimacy. Each day, we're with Jesus. Remember, like I said, I really honestly believe when Jesus says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will reveal to you all truths, and he will remind you of everything that I have said. That, to me, is the book of heaven. That is so true when you're reading, studying, and putting this into practice. Volume 20, 10, 15, 19, 26. I was saying to myself, my Jesus, your divine will embraces and encloses everything. And I, in the name of the first creature who came out of your creative hands. Now, this is what Jesus says to Louisa. Because Adam fell, and not living fully in this. You're human. Adam was human. He says, what's going to happen is you're going to be the first now. You'll read this and you'll study this and you'll be astonished by it. Read the Adam and Louisa. Go to divinewill.life. Listen to Adam and Louisa. Astonishing. Astonishing. In the name of the first creature who came out of your creative hands up to the last one who shall be created, intend to repair for everyone all the oppositions of the human will made against yours, Lord. To take within me all the acts of your adorable will that creatures have rejected in order to requite them all in love and all in adoration in such a way that there may be no act of yours without the corresponding to one act of mine. Jesus, do you see what's happening? Jesus, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, gaze in my gazing, think in my thinking, speak in my speaking. In such a way that there be no act of yours without correspondence of one act of mine. So that in finding my little acts as though bilocated in each one of your acts, you may be satisfied and may come to reign triumphantly on earth. See, the kingdom's going to be established. You're going to return. Everything we're doing is so that the return of Christ, that you may come to reign triumphantly on earth as it is in heaven. This is our job. This is our duty. This is our office. This is our mission. Is it perhaps not the human acts that your eternal fiat wants to find the support on which to dominate? Therefore, in each one of your acts, I offer you mine as this field, as this plane, as the earth on which you can lay your kingdom. In me, your kingdom of God is within you, Jesus said. In me, on earth, as it is in heaven. 5, 20, 10, 22, 19, 26. I keep you with me, Jesus. I make you, Jesus says, I keep you with me. I make you cross the endless sea. This is the crossing of the Red Sea. To give you access to the celestial Father, that you may pray him, conquer him, have empire over him in order to attain the fiat of my kingdom. Everything's coming. Everything's at hand. In order to fulfill and consummate in you all the miraculous power that is needed to form a kingdom so holy, I keep you continuously occupied in your interior with the work of my kingdom. That's our job. That's our life. I make you go around. Here's the praying the rounds again. He's saying, I make you go around. I make you pray your rounds continuously in order to redo, complete everything that is needed so that all should do in order to form the great miracle of the return of my kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. 5:20, 10:26, 19:26, I said to my sweet Jesus, my love, my life, my all, I want to annihilate my divine will in yours, that it may never have life. I want to annihilate. I want to annihilate. I want nothing for myself. This is what Luis is saying, that it may never have life, so that your divine will may have life in everything. It's not going to be mine. It's going to be yours. I want nothing for myself. All for you, God. That your will may have life in everything and forever in order to repair for the first act that Adam did and return to your supreme volition all the glory as if Adam had never withdrawn from the divine will. Get this. Jesus says this to Louisa. It's going to look as if Adam never sinned. This repairing and redoing, it's going to look as if Adam never sinned. That's what he's saying. And return to your supreme volition all the glory as if Adam had never withdrawn from it. Oh, how I wish to give back to Adam the honor that Adam lost because he did his own human will and rejected yours. We want to repair and redo from the beginning to the end. Alpha and the Omega. We want to bring everything to restoration because that's what God has given us. That's our duty. That's our responsibility. That's our mission. Oh, how I wish to give back to him the honor he lost because he did his own human will and rejected yours. And I intend to do this act for as many times as all creatures have done their own human will. That's the divine will. All that man has done opposed to God. We want to repair this and we do this. This is the hole in the road. This is the pot in the road that people, the cars are hitting. It's going to be repaired as if it never was empty. It was always full. I intend to do this act for as many times as all creatures have done their own human will. These voids of love. The cause of all evils that had rejected yours. The origin and the founts of all goods. Therefore, I pray you that the kingdom of the supreme fiat may come soon. This is our prayer. So that everyone from Adam to up to all mankind who have done their own human wills may receive the honor, the glory that they have lost when Adam was in paradise. And your divine will may receive the triumph, the glory, and its fulfillment. Everything's being restored. And Jesus is saying, will you be the ones to do this? That's why we're alive today. That's why he predestined us to be alive today. That's why he gave us the book of heaven, to learn how and why this can be done as Catholics. Volume 20, 12, 29, 1926. Now, before anything, my holy humanity was to call back this kingdom, the supreme will within myself, within my human nature, and that I might be all set to form redemption and therefore able to give back to mankind the remedies and the order to be saved. Had I not placed this kingdom in safety within me, Jesus says, I had not given to it the rights and dominion, I could not have formed the good of redemption. So he starts with the divine will in order to bring redemption, to bring us to the divine will. It's not just about being good and holy and saintly. That's what God gave to the saints, doing the will of God. It's now to live in the will of God, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that was given to Louisa, the newborn, the firstborn of the divine will. This is what Jesus is asking. Volume 22, 21, 1927. My daughter, do you want to know why I have so much interest in making my divine will known and that it reign in the midst of creatures? Because it alone is the means to be able to redo the creature. And it alone places me and Louisa in the condition of being able to say, I to give, Louisa to receive. Now we're with Louisa. We're linked to Louisa. Jesus says, I to give and I with Louisa want to receive. I'm one with her. You gave it to her. Until my divine will returns triumphant and dominated into the midst of creatures, I, God, shall not be able to give what I, God, want, that they shall lack the capacity. If we, when we're reading, he expands our capacity to want this, to know this, to live this. The space to be able to receive what which I, God, can give, I can and want to give. God's doing this. God's doing this. He says creation was a divine decree. Redemption was a divine decree. Sanctification is a divine decree. And it's happening now. That's why everything's falling apart. It's really not falling apart. He's getting everything in order. Everything's getting in order. The kingdom is coming. Volume 21, 3, 16, 1927. So everything I, Jesus, did, works, prayers, breathing, heartbeat, suffering, were bonds and retying between the kingdom of my fiat and mankind. I, God, represented the new Adam, who not only was to give the remedies in order to save them, but to was redo, to restore that which old Adam had lost. Everything's being repaired. Jesus, I trust in you. Volume 22, 726, 1927. My daughter, the human will rendered man like a cracked, collapsing factory that man had no virtue of being able to repair by himself. The divine maker was needed, who had built it with so much love, who, knowing the secrets of its art, could repair it and make it the vital, make the vital fluid of his divine repairing strength flow back into those cracks so as to render it solid again, just as he had built it. But it was necessary that man draw near the divine repairer, Jesus, in order to receive the benefit of his art, and he let himself be handled by him. Let it be done to me as you say. That's Our Lady's voice. Fiat mihi. He no longer let the human will act, the primary cause for his becoming a collapsing factory. Otherwise, in spite of his coming of the celestial constructor, man shall always be cracked, collapsing factory. We have to go back to that universal life, that Catholic life. Volume 22, 8:15, 1927. I did not ask Abraham a fruit as sacrifice, but first I asked him to go to a foreign land, which Abraham was not born of, and he promptly obeyed me. And when I wanted to trust him more, I lavished grace upon him, and I asked him of him the sacrifice of his only son, whom he loved more than himself. And he promptly sacrificed him to me. In the divine will, each of us has to go through that test of Abraham. He gives us little things first to obey. And then he gives us major things to obey. And he promptly sacrificed him to me. And from this, I knew what he was up to. He was up to it. And I could trust him. I could entrust everything to Abraham. That we have to go through the sacrifice of Abraham. We have to let go of earthly loves. It can be said that he was the first repairer to whom the scepter of the future Messiah was entrusted. Therefore, God said, I raised him to be the head of the human generations to God's great honor as well as to his own and of the peoples. Volume 22, 9, 8, 1927. Now, this is important. The lives of everyone in the Old Testament, the great men, the great women, they had to be tested. Then I went to the desert to call back that same divine will of mine, and that for 40 centuries, creatures had deserted from their midst. And I, for 40 days, wanted to remain alone to repair for the 40 centuries of the human will, during which mine had not possessed its, for which mine had not possessed its kingdom in the midst of the human family. And with my very divine will, I, Jesus, wanted to call it back again into their midst so that the divine will might reign. Upon returning from the desert, I deposited it in my mama, Mary, and with all those divine acts that the creatures had rejected and had kept as though in a desert, so that Mary, the Blessed Mother, might be the faithful depository, the repairer and the impetrator of this kingdom of my divine will. The Blessed Mother acted as a true mother to my divine will, acting as a true mother also for mankind, impetrating for everyone the life, the happiness, the joy of possessing the kingdom of the eternal fiat. So he says that what he asked all the men of the Old Testament to go through, Jesus went through in the desert. Why? To give to Mary everything. Theotokos, everything. My daughter, the number 40 days is symbolic and significant in my life down here. When I was born, for 40 days, I wanted to remain in the Grotto of Bethlehem, symbol of the divine will that, while being present in the midst of creatures, was as though hidden outside of the city of their souls. And I, in order to repair for the 40 centuries of human will, wanted to remain outside the city for 40 days, but in a miserable hut, crying and moaning and praying. Why? To call back my divine will into the city of souls so as to give it its dominion. See, Jesus, everything that Jesus has done is for the divine will to reign on earth as it is in heaven. Psalm 23:9-17, 19-27. Therefore, the crosses of my divine will are numberless and more painful than those of my holy humanity. So Jesus is showing us that the crosses of the divine will are more painful than what he went through being crucified. More so, since my holy humanity does not lack some good souls who have comprehended its sorrow, its torments, its pains that they made me suffer, and even my death compensating me and repairing for what I suffered in my mortal life. Okay, he says, the saints have done this. On the other hand, those of my divine fiat are crosses that are not yet known. And therefore, without compassion, without reparation. This is why I call you. This is what Jesus is saying to Louisa and to us. Why are you born today? Why did I predestine you to live today? This is why I called you so very often to make your round, praying your rounds each day in all creation, all redemption, all sanctification, to make known to you what my divine will does in it, the sorrow and the crosses it receives from creatures, from all of mankind, so that you may recognize in each created thing, love the divine will, adore the divine will, thank the divine will, and be the first repairer and consoler of a will that's so holy. We're repairing and redoing when we make our rounds, the rounds of creation, the rounds of redemption, the rounds of sanctification. It's so beautiful. St. Thomas Aquinas said, if the veil was lifted, we would see that we are in the glorified body surrounding the throne of God, praising God, glorifying God for all eternity. That's this. That's why you're so, when you pray the rounds, you're like, you're in heaven. It's so amazing. Volume 23:2-12, 19-28. In fact, in Eden, the two wills, the human and the divine, remained as though scowling at each other because human opposed the divine. This is what happened when Adam sinned. All the other offenses were consequences. Therefore, first, I, God, had to redo within myself all the acts opposed to the divine fiat and lay its kingdom in me, Jesus. If I did not reconcile these two wills scowling at each other, how could I form the redemption? Therefore, in everything I did on earth, the first act was to reestablish the harmony, the order between the two wills, the divine and the human. In order to form my kingdom, the redemption was the consequence of this. Because of what Jesus did, he began to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Volume 23:3-11, 19-28. My daughter, all of my hidden life, and such a long one, was nothing other than the recall, of the kingdom of my divine will upon earth. I, Jesus, wanted to redo within myself all the acts of creatures were to do in the divine will, and then to hold them out to them. I wanted to do this together with my mother Mary. I wanted her always together with me, the new Adam and the new Eve. In my hidden life, in order to form this kingdom, two people had destroyed this kingdom, Adam and Eve of my divine will. Adam and Eve, and two more, Jesus and Mary, myself and the height of the Sovereign Queen, were to redo it. Everything's ready. Everything's ready. And now he's got the newborn, Louisa, the firstborn of the divine will. And he's saying to us, I want to give you what I gave to her. This image and likeness of God again on earth as it is in heaven. So little by little, this is happening. Little by little, this is being fulfilled. So we'll end there. We'll be back in an hour and 15 minutes in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.